Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It is June 20th, 2012, and it's officially the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. All of our friends in the Southern Hemisphere are celebrating the winter solstice today. And it's such a beautiful time of the year. It's the word solstice, when you translate it, it means to stand still. It's literally the sun reaching its highest position in the sky, as seen from the North or South Pole. And it's about looking at something at its highest peak in a moment of stillness. And I find that to be so beautiful and energizing. We usher in new energy with every solstice. And this year's energies, as you probably know and have been experiencing, are powerful, are energizing, are empowering. It's a whole new level of energy that we are experiencing. So I think today is a beautiful day for our topic and to incorporate it into our life right now and all the transformations we're undergoing. Today's show is about staying in alignment with your authenticity. I love the word authenticity. Just saying it is beautiful to me. It has that breath in it, that authenticity. It has such a unique sound, and I love that. I think it's a very powerful and empowering word that connects with us on many energetic layers. So what we're going to talk about today are ways to stay in alignment with your unique divine authenticity. And I have this lovely, lovely visualization meditation to share with you. This actually just came to me this morning. How fitting is that? I didn't plan it. It just was a download. So I'm excited to share that with you. I'm going to do that in a little bit. And then in the second half of today's show, for our astrology focus, we're going to look at Mars and Virgo. Mars is about our desires and willingness to move forward, to accomplish something, to exert ourselves in various manners as a physical demonstration, as a way to reach our goals, as a way to focus our intentions. The energy of Mars is very powerful. And it's been a special period because since November, if you can remember all the way back to November, Mars has been in Virgo. It has been almost 8 months now that it's been in one astrological sign, and this is very unique. Typically, Mars will move through an astrological sign in 4 to 8 weeks, so about 2 months at the most. And here we've been experiencing this energy for 8 months. It will leave Virgo in the beginning of July, so we are nearing the completion of this focus. But I want to go over the highlights and the best ways to use this energy And connect it to staying in alignment with your authenticity. So all this is going to fit together very well. If you don't know astrology, no worries, no problem. I'm going to explain things in a way that you can connect it and make some make some deeper understandings around how this energy has been working with you. And if you have your birth chart, you might want to grab that. I will go through all of the 12 different astrological houses briefly and describe what the energy of Mars and Virgo is doing in each house. So that'll be the second half of our show. I'd like to get started with our main topic today, staying in alignment with your authenticity. And as I'm saying that, I've noticed that since this show began, my posture is very correct. My core muscles are being activated. I feel this need to sit up straight, to be in alignment physically, and to feel it going up and down my spine. So if you could do that as well, just to activate that alignment energy and to activate your inner energetic codes a little bit deeper, you might really enjoy receiving this information with your posture being in an intentional alignment. So, yeah, that feels good. Okay. It's been fascinating to see this year unfold. It's been fast, and I think we knew it would be fast. You know, there's been so much about 2012 that's been built up in various different ways. And yet this year has been moving along so swiftly. I have found it to be exhilarating, interesting. It's caught me off guard a few times, some of the downloads I've experienced, some of the ups and downs. You know, they can be lower lows and higher highs, but I move through them more quickly and swiftly because I understand that it's about going with the roles and about moving with the energy. And all of these downloads we're going through and all of this energy that's coming in this year is so crucial to us. There are energetic codes around us, so many layers, so many things that we don't consciously understand yet, but we're going to look back and see that 2012 offered us so many more opportunities than we could have imagined as we were going through these energetic downloads, as we were going through these ups and downs of the year. And I've noticed that the key to moving through any type of energetic download, any type of energetic upheaval, is that staying in alignment with you is what is going to carry you effortlessly and with ease, more gracefully than anything else. This looks different for every single person. This is not something that we can watch somebody else do and duplicate in exactly the same way. This is uniquely you. This is so beautifully you. And your process and the ways that you will find yourself needing to stay in alignment is going to fit so naturally with who you are energetically, with your divine blueprint, with what you possess and hold within. And as I'm saying that, I'm seeing a picture of a spine and how within your spine there are little energetic grids that connect in there and are your, not just your life force, but your essence that supports you, keeps you strong, keeps you stable, keeps you feeling balanced and tall. And it's fascinating because, you know, our spine, it's easy to take it for granted. It's easy to not realize how we're standing or how we're moving our hips or tilting our head. All of that plays a part in our alignment. Ask any chiropractor. Ask any chiropractor. But it's all about returning to that inner knowingness that we have within ourselves, within our bodies, and understanding that we're so supported right now. We're so supported in being ourselves and expressing ourselves in ways that are uniquely us. It's what this time is all about. It's what this year is all about. It's what we are here for. And what's fascinating about authenticity is how we, it's a journey of courage. It's a journey that only you can take because you have the roadmap within you. We have tools, resources, and guides along the way, but the authenticity that you are here to experience and share is so uniquely your own. And as I'm saying this, the image that I'm seeing is a road, a highway, a galactic highway, up into the stars and beyond. And this highway is paved with light, really beautiful glowing light. And there's this dividing, sort of a dividing line of sorts that creates these lanes. And within the lanes are layers and overlaps with other lanes. No lane is completely separate. No lane is its own. There's lanes below it and above it and within it and crossing over it. And yet there's that understanding that every lane is exactly its own divine, unique energy. And maybe you can see where I'm going with this, but that your lane is in this galactic highway. And it's so special because the light of the highway, I'm squinting my eyes like I can see it, the light of the highway, each one has its own different textures and patterns and glows and strengths and areas where it's beaming so brightly. It just, it's as if your own highway is a reflection of the tip of your fingertip. It's like your fingerprint, that uniquely special pattern, lines your lane in this galactic highway, and it's paved with brilliant light. And again, I'm seeing mosaic light. I mentioned mosaic a few shows back, and I love that image. It stayed with me now. The vision of a mosaic with all its colors, all its different shines and textures and gleams and all the ways that a mosaic expresses itself. It has all these different interests and all these different points and all these different patterns that can never be duplicated, can never be exhibited in another lane. In another highway lane. And I'm seeing this gorgeous lane. And my cosmic team, okay, I'm getting shudders, beautiful shivers. They are saying that our authenticity is not only why we are here, but it's why we are needed. And that it has been centuries of energetic work that has been infused into our cells and into our DNA that has programmed us to believe that we must duplicate or follow another without understanding that we are our own leaders. You are your own leader. You have your own answers. You have your own authority within your authenticity. You have something that overlaps and connects with others that is needed. And when you are opening up and sharing that courageously and bravely, what you are doing is activating the same energy within others, as if it's dormant, as if they aren't aware of it consciously, but you're doing something energetically with them. They sense that. That's why they are drawn to you. They are drawn to you because your authenticity, who you are, is assisting them and reminding them of who they are. And it isn't about copycat. It isn't about plagiarism. It isn't about, I see what she's doing. I see what he's doing. I want to duplicate it. No. It's about, I see what she's doing, and I remember my path has some of those components. And what I'm here to offer and share resonates with what she is sharing, with what he is doing. And even while I am not quite clear, perhaps, what that exactly is, I know that this being is activating within me my own greatness. Greatness activates greatness. Authenticity activates authenticity. When you are around somebody and they have that essence, that draw, that something that you just appreciate and admire and respect, it's because you also possess those same qualities and you are ready for them to be activated. And when you exchange energy with another, when you listen to them, when you read them, when you watch them, you are activating within you your own levels of wisdom and knowingness, and you are supporting them in their wisdom and knowingness. There is no competition. There is no egoic battles, if you will. There is no need to be better than or be more successful at. That doesn't exist in this world we're creating. It doesn't exist because it's as if the library is so massive that every single book has a place. Every single expression is needed because it makes up the whole. It makes up and fills in the gaps of what is needed. And as you access your own gifts, as you empower within, you stir up some of those fears at times. Perhaps you do stir up the competitive nature or the doubts and the fears or the I will never be as good as or I will never accomplish that. Perhaps the success, the fear of success comes up. Perhaps the fear of failure comes up. Any number of those fear-based thoughts come up, and that's wonderful. It's wonderful when they come up because it gives you a chance to look at them and acknowledge them. Do not ignore these fears. Do not ignore these doubts that come up. Look at them. Look at them in the eye. Look at them. Put them in a container. Look at them and see that they are all potentials and they are all energy that you can transmute into higher levels of authenticity. Too many times we want to push away anything that's uncomfortable. But those experiences, those emotions, those fears help you in ways that can't be measured. They are there to assist you at their base level because they pinpoint and show you where to direct and set a new intention. A higher intention of energy, a higher intention for purpose. Sometimes this transmutation of energy requires external healers, body work, energy work. Whatever you're drawn to when these fears come up, follow them. Follow that. See who crosses your path. See if there's an energy healer who comes up in a conversation or if there is someone that a friend of a friend knows who, and they had a great experience with them, and perhaps they could assist you. Trust that. Because when we are growing into fuller expressions of our authenticity, the fears come up. It is not a straight, linear process. It doesn't just, you don't just get to a destination because we have too many energetic imprints within us. And oftentimes, what we can do to move through those faster is to understand that you can change the energy drastically by setting a new intention for that energy. And we can't judge ourselves because we've had so many amazing experiences here in past lives, current lives too, since all lives are happening at the same time. We've had so many experiences that happen at the same time that they are not only in our cellular DNA, but they are in our energetic and auric fields. And we need to clear them out across all timelines, all dimensions of time, and all lifetimes. And so when you come into conscious awareness of any kind of fear that is prohibiting you or holding you back from some expression of authenticity, identifying that fear at this time on the planet is more powerful than ever, because the energy is in place right now to transmute that energy and be complete with it. So what I want to make clear is that as we are moving through different phases of growth and things get stirred up, when you look at your fears in the eye and you acknowledge them and you see them, now more than ever you have the ability to transmute them into something of a higher vibration, forgiveness, gratitude, and love, and to release them. The consciousness on this planet has grown beyond expectations and allows you to do that now. Isn't that exciting? I find it amazing. I've done some of my own work this way, and to be able to complete these energetic fingerprints, to complete this energy in a way that is really fulfilling, is powerful, and it's something that we are here to do, not only for ourselves, but for humanity. This relates to my show, I believe it was just last week, about being at peace with former relationships, and how when you are at peace with former relationships, you are also giving that as a gift to humanity. So please know that as you are moving into your authenticity more fully, and you are releasing fears, you are also gifting humanity with this higher level of energy. We are always attracting and bringing in like energy. We're magnets. And the conscious awareness around that is going to shift things in some really big ways. The levels of authenticity that we are being supported in expressing right now is also new to the planet. It's also new and unique to this year, 2012. And forward. I've thought about how there are certain projects I've had and other things I've wanted to do, and I've noticed that, okay, they haven't come together yet for whatever reason. And it's because now the energies on the planet are different and support those projects in different ways, in fuller ways, in more powerful ways. So whatever you are leaning towards, whatever you want to create, or share, or expand, whatever you are wanting to offer to the world as a form of service, or just to be more authentic in your personal communications with loved ones, now is a different time on the planet. It's a different energy. You are supported more than ever. And I find that to be such a celebration, that we can be our authentic selves more fully and more completely than ever before. And as I'm saying this, I'm hearing my team come in. Oh, I'm starting to get a little teary-eyed because this is powerful. And they're saying that we are needed to be our authentic selves right now because we are leading the new energy. We are leading the planet as divine change makers, as divine beings. And yet at the same time, we may have experiences of the opposite. We may have experiences within us of being killed, betrayed, murdered, stolen, banished, drowned, all of that and then some. And all of those memories are within us, and they prevent us from understanding that we are here because we decided we were never going to give up. Because we knew at a soul level that this is what we agreed to do as a service to ourselves, as a service to the planet, as a service to our souls. And so it's making sense why the fears that come up around being your authentic self are natural, are to be expected, because there have been enough times where you were not supported and you didn't have what you needed to be yourself. This could be as recent as your childhood or the last relationship you ended. This could be a very recent memory for you, that you were not able to be your authentic self, that you were suppressed or held down, you were forced to stay back. You know, don't go into the limelight, don't go out into that crowd, don't step forward. There's a lot of that. You know, that's where we come from energetically. And it's important to remember that we chose that. We chose to start out with these experiences so that we could grow past them. So please honor that in yourself. Please honor the courage, the bravery, the fearlessness of your soul, that you are here now to be more authentic and more fully you than ever before, because you have all of those experiences behind you, all those notches on your belt, and you decided, I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm not going to prevent anything of a lower vibration. It's not going to prevent me from being of service to the world in the best way that I can. And my team, oh wow, wow, tons of chills. My team is showing me how loved we are, and I can't even put it into words, and that's why I'm feeling some tears come up. We are so loved, so supported, so guided, and so protected. It's beyond anything. It's beyond anything that our human minds could wrap our minds around, because it's galactic, it's cosmic, and we chose to be here at this time because humanity and the Earth needs authentic expressions of soul energy. That's who you are. That's who you are and what you're about and what you are here to contribute to the energetic imprint of the Earth. Okay, wow. So what I'm feeling is that we have some really exciting and powerful changes to make. And these are energetic changes, and I'm going to go through this process with you right now. This is what I mentioned at the top of the show. It was a download that I received just this morning. And it's about how many of us have been in an energetic cocoon. Okay? Whether you were placed there willingly or not, there's a cocoon around us. And we know what comes next, right? There's a birth after a cocoon. But before we move forward into that, what we're going to do is decide the energy that surrounds the cocoon and design it. We're going to design the energy. So think about what that means for you. What energy, what attributes match your authentic vibration and your personal style? What do you need to feel supported in the world? And if you're sitting up straight, you might feel some tingling in your spine. And what we're going to do is I think that this exercise could take a little while. So if you want, just set the intention to be open to designing this energy throughout today, throughout this week, throughout whatever time period you need. So be aware that you have the capacity and power to design the energy that will support you as you emerge from your cocoon. And I think of that as very loving energy, almost like the soft, sweet, loving, supportive, nurturing energy. We could think of as Mother Earth's energy. Think about how your creative expression is adored and loved and needed. Think about people coming to be in your presence, to support your sharing of words, of thoughts. Think about what you need in your daily life to be supported in your authenticity, and what you need energetically from a cosmic perspective. Okay? So, like I said, you might want to just sit with this for a bit and absorb it and really ponder that. You could get some intuitive hits right away and you just know, or it could be a more cerebral process, and you want to be very intentional about what you choose. So whatever feels right for you. And that's the first phase of this. Then I want to move forward into the next phase of it, in understanding that the energy you are designing for yourself outside of your cocoon is also energy that you are using to support other people in their authenticity. It's the give and take. It's the exchange and balance that's needed in the universe, and that what you need serves the collective. What you need supports other people in their authenticity. Because it's always bigger than just us, and yet it starts with us. We're creators. We're initiators. We are the ones who begin with a spark of inspiration and set energy in motion. And the energy we set in motion is for the good of all, as long as we have that intention. So consider that as you are designing the energy outside of your cocoon, you are designing it for the highest and best good for all. Okay? And now what I would like you to do is to go back to what I mentioned earlier and think about that cosmic highway. Okay? Think about that gorgeous path in front of you that goes out into the cosmos, the galactic center and beyond. It's a never-ending road. It's paved with your unique, gorgeous mosaic light. And it is so vibrant and strong and beautiful. It's hypnotizing. It's magnetic. You just want to stare at it. And there's so much love there. You just know that this is you in the energetic imprints of the world. This is you. And now I want you to see part of that mosaic highway, all the bright colors, all the vibrancy. Imagine a piece of that highway slowly changing into two wings on a butterfly. And this is the butterfly that is emerging from your cocoon, and it's coming onto the planet in the energy that you designed and set up, that is supporting your authenticity, that is supporting the divine beauty of you. So your beautiful, gorgeous butterfly wings are filled with this mosaic light, and it is dancing and fluttering and joyfully moving around effortlessly. This butterfly is you. It is your authenticity. And it is able to go where it wants. It's able to meet up with others when it feels the call, when it feels the need. It is able to continually explore and grow as it feels necessary. And I want you to imagine that this butterfly, that is you and your authenticity, is always with you, perched on your shoulder, perhaps on a fingertip. Perhaps it's fluttering around your head or moving around your middle, your waist. But it's as if you have a new pet, a new little loved one that is your butterfly, that is your authenticity. And it's so divinely blessed and guided. And as you watch other people out in the world, whether that be on television or on the internet or just exchanging emails, however you interact with people, acknowledge their butterfly. Appreciate and love their butterfly. Respect what their butterfly offers and the beauty of it and what it is bringing to the world and how special it is. The energy is the same. When you acknowledge your own butterfly and you love it, you are doing that for other people. And that butterfly, as a symbol of authenticity, is what we need this at this time. And it's what we are craving. And there is so much delight in butterflies. Every time I see one, I find them amazing and gorgeous. And they also are reminders of the journey, of the four stages that it took to get to this place. So when you acknowledge someone else's authenticity and when you acknowledge your own authenticity, you're acknowledging their journey. You're acknowledging all that they've done to get to this point and appreciating it and loving it. And it's these simple little visuals that will remind us that staying in alignment with our authenticity is needed, is valued, it's supported right now. It's something that we can do more effortlessly than ever if we have the intention and the desire to know that that's why we're here, that that's the sole purpose for what we are here to offer and how we can serve humanity on a bigger level. So I'm going to let that sit for a moment. I'm going to take a drink of water. I'm going to come back, and we're going to move into the astrology portion of our show. At this time, you might want to grab your astrology chart. As always, you can grab a free one on astro.com. If you don't have your chart with you now, you can come back and listen to this show again and start it at this minute mark. What are we at? 37? Oh, wow, we're at 37 minutes already. So go ahead and grab your astrology chart, and then I'm going to come back in just a few seconds, and we'll talk about Mars in Virgo. I really should have some music playing, I know. Note to self, get cool transition music. Okay, so I'm switching gears here, coming back down. When I start talking about some of these spiritual topics, I start channeling and thoughts start coming in, and I lose track of time. I lose track of what I'm saying. Oh, if only it was always that easy. And I lose track of what's really going on. I don't have a true grounding all the time. So I come back down, and I get excited about astrology because I start to look at these charts again. astrology charts, and it activates more of my mental and cerebral processes. So astrology is very grounding for me, ironically. Looking up at the stars is very grounding for me. So we're going to take a look at Mars in Virgo. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Mars has been in Virgo since November, and it's typically a two-month time period as it moves through an astrology sign. So when we have an extended stay, it means we are being given new opportunities and possibilities to work with the energy. Mars is about how you exert your ambitions, how you go for your goals. It's a physical sign. It's associated with masculinity. It's associated with the warrior and what you will fight for. That doesn't have to be a bloody fight. It just means it's what you're devoted to, what you believe in, where your will, what your willpower is, and how you use that to get what you want and to go for your goals. Virgo is an earth energy, and it's associated with many things. It's associated with getting our lives in order, planning, organizing, creating efficient systems. It's also related to health, how we take care of our body, how we nurture ourselves, what we eat, how often we eat. You know, what messages are you receiving from your body when you tune in? What is your body telling you? Virgo is also about how we do our daily routines and how we are disciplined in the world. It's associated with other areas of life, such as our pets, our dogs and cats and such, more of our household pets. Other animals, like horses, for example, are actually associated with Sagittarius. But Virgo is associated with our household pets as part of our discipline, as part of our regular routines. These are all the higher expressions of Virgo. Virgo will show us where we are being healthy in our lives, where we are being responsible, where we are getting things done and creating results, tangible results. Virgo comes along, the sun goes into Virgo the end of August into September, and that is the time of year when we harvest our fruits and vegetables after a summer of growth. After we've done the work and focused on the daily watering and feeding and sun, we have something to show for it. So Virgo is associated with the harvest, and what are you creating daily in your life so that you have something tangible at the end? The lesser, we'll say lower fear-based qualities associated with Virgo center around perfection, self-doubt, being critical, being overly concerned with minutia. Virgo can focus on the small things and not see the bigger picture. So with Mars in Virgo, what we're looking at is how are we getting our lives in order? How are we working on what we need to improve? We've been given many opportunities to improve our processes, to improve how we go about our daily routines, to improve our physical health. Personally, I have joined a gym because I needed support from someone who could help me start some new daily physical routines. I've always been active. I've been a dancer. I've done running sometimes. I'm active, but I needed a routine with it. I needed it to be grounded. And so that is one of the gifts of Mars in Virgo, is that we are grounding our physical selves. Interestingly, this is also preparing us for the Olympics. Mars in Virgo is strongly associated with athletes because that's about exerting your physical self in a daily disciplined manner to reach your goals. And so these 8 months of Mars in Virgo have probably been very good for all the Olympic athletes who are getting ready for the Summer Olympics in London. they could be in peak form. We could see some incredible new world records set because of all of this support with the Mars and Virgo energy. So what we want to do is look at how we have been given the opportunities to improve our projects or goals since November. Now, November seems like ages ago. I'm not going to lie. I can barely see it. Here in the U.S., November would have been Thanksgiving and holiday cards and football. It's so long ago. It's hard to see it. And so it's incredible because that's how long we've been able to get this stuff sorted and improved. What's interesting is that we will not experience Mars in Virgo for another 2 years. So we're really setting in place some new habits and some new behaviors that will be for our best and highest good. I have to remember that when I go to the gym and say, oh, right, I'm doing this for a while now. This is a new daily habit for at least 2 years, if not longer. But the idea is that we are given the chance to improve ourselves, to improve our health, to improve our commitment to discipline in some manner. So what we're going to do really quickly is go through the 12 different astrological houses, and I'd like you to find Virgo in your chart. Virgo is the symbol of an M. It looks like an M, and then it crosses down below it, like there's a little tail that crosses over at the bottom of the M. There's another glyph that is an M and then it has an arrow going up. That is Scorpio. If you find Scorpio, go two glyphs clockwise and you should find Virgo. Okay? So I'm going to assume that you have found Virgo on your chart. And depending on your chart, Virgo can be featured in one house, two houses, or up to three astrological houses in your chart. So be aware that this energy of Mars and Virgo could be working with you in multiple areas of your life. Also, we're not taking into account how it's working with you personally and your other planets. So if you have a sun in Virgo or moon in Virgo or Virgo on your ascendant, it's going to be working with you more powerfully. So there's more pieces of the puzzle here, but this is just so you know what areas perhaps you've been given the opportunity to review and improve for a project or a goal. I'm going to take a drink of water just a moment. So we're going to start on the left-hand side of your chart, and if you draw there's a horizontal line across the middle of your chart, and on the left-hand side is the ascendant or rising sign, and right below that is the first house. If you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, there's a picture of all the different astrological houses, a cheat sheet, so you can see what the houses look like and how they move around the chart. They do go counterclockwise. And I also put up the image of the Virgo glyph, so you'll know what that is. Okay, so the first house. This is all about your personal identity, your physical appearance, your energy, your style, how you present yourself to the world. This is where people may identify you by these traits before they know you. So with Mars and Virgo in the first house, there could be a resurgence of energy around your personal health and where you want to improve about your appearance or what you want to do to infuse yourself with new energy in some way or some project that you're committed to. So that's all about you, your own personal identity. The second house is about our values. It's about how we value ourselves. It's about what we have in our life that has value to us. So, for example, possessions and finances. It also includes self-worth and what you claim for yourself in some way. The third house is about communication. It's about our mental processes and our thoughts, how we speak to other people and how we speak to ourselves. It includes our siblings, neighbors, short distance travel. It's about what's around in your close community and how you think and share within that close community. We move into the fourth house, and this is where your roots are, your roots, your home, your space in the world, your private space where you go to feel nurtured and taken care of. This includes real estate, your sacred space, how you feel nurtured by others. This is a very personal, emotive space. So Mars moving through here in Virgo could be stirring up some emotions connected to childhood, connected to family, connected to your home, whether it's feeling a need to improve your house in some way or to work on a home project. Then we move into the fifth house, and this is where we look at our creativity, our self-expression, how we give and how we receive love. This does include children. It includes playing and having fun and taking a risk and going for it. You know, there's something that you want, and you want to go for it with this house. It's associated with Leo. And with Mars and Virgo, you could feel an innate urge to stir up a new creative passion or to light a fire underneath a new project that allows you to express yourself more. Now we move into the sixth house, and this is ruled by Virgo, so there's going to be a double imprint of Virgo energy here, and it's about being of service. It's about your health, it's about nutrition, your diet, hygiene, your daily work, how you serve other people, and what you are responsible for in the world. Then we go up into the seventh house. And the seventh house, we cross over a threshold here. There's six houses in the bottom of an astrology chart, and then there are six houses at the top. The first six houses that we just reviewed are internal houses. This is more about you and your private world and what you might not reveal in a public setting. It's more of your inner workings. Now as we go into the top six houses, we move into the more of a public domain and what you share with others. And because of that, your Mars and Virgo experience could be related to other people expressing that energy in your life. And I'm going to specifically say a male because Mars is associated with masculine energy. So you could have the experience of, say, for example, someone who is very orderly and particular about how they want something done, that the man could show up in your life who exudes those qualities and furthers you along in a project or furthers you along towards a goal or is perhaps even critical of what you're working on. So you could associate these qualities with a male. It could be a female, but I'm just going to make it simple and say a masculine energy. And so as we go into the seventh house, this is where we look at relationships, at partnerships, at cooperation and business. This includes negotiations and what we share with people. There's a certain give and take that's associated with the seventh house. It is about being in relationship and working with others, and it's about exchange. So there's a give and take here that we could experience, and like I said, you could be experiencing Mars and Virgo energy with someone who has those qualities. Then we go into the eighth house, and this is associated with Scorpio and Pluto. The eighth house is about deep transformations, our emotional subconscious and underworkings. It's about what we share with others, sharing resources, sharing opinions. It builds on the seventh house, which is about give and take, but it takes it to that next level. It's like you're in a relationship with somebody and you get to the heart of who they are. You see their emotional workings. You see their sexuality. You begin to share taxes, insurance, psychology. This is where things get a little more real and you go to new depths. So the Mars and Virgo energy here could be about going to new depths and experiencing some type of transformation within yourself. Could be spurred on by someone else, or it could be as a result of something you've discovered within yourself, and then you seek out others to help you with it. So this is a house where you would be working with other people, most likely. Then we go up into the ninth house, and this is where we take things to a broader perspective. This is where we look at what is greater than yourself. It's about expansion. It includes philosophy, meaning, understanding, religion, higher education, publishing, internationalism, adventure. You could have a need to travel more with Mars and Virgo. You could have the need to expand your understanding of new faiths and new belief systems, and look at how they might apply to you in a daily way, or how you would exert discipline to understand them better, whether that's reading regularly or developing a new meditative practice, a new meditation practice. So that's about the bigger picture. And then we cross over into the 10th house, and this is where we focus on our career. And we look at our purpose in the world with this house. We look at our personal authority, how we are recognized by others, the role we play in society, our status. This is associated with working for what we want. And Mars in Virgo could be showing up as getting you clear about what you really want in your career and what you're really willing to work for in a daily committed habit. That's one possible interpretation. It can also show up as a health issue or a new way to include health in your daily life as part of a way to gain personal authority. There's a variety of ways this can show up. So I just wanted to throw out some possibilities to help piece together what your experience might be. Then we move into the 11th house, and this is where we look at humanity at large, at groups, at friendships, at activities that benefit everyone. It includes bigger organizations and networking. This is also the location on an astrology chart where innovation happens, where you could be thinking of something that you want to share and bring to a broader audience with the intention of it benefiting the collective. So there's innovation here, there's invention, there's genius. There could be that spark of an idea that spurs you on. It's a very lively house. And then we move into the 12th house. This is ruled by Pisces, and it's very it's interesting because Mars in Virgo is actually a very different energy than the 12th house. In fact, Pisces is opposite from Virgo. So it could be that you focus on spirituality, you focus on issues that include everyone. You know, there could be a focus on spirituality in the sense that you want to understand more at deeper levels. This goes into our subconscious. This goes into what we keep hidden from others. It could be a time when you need your own space more. You need your own space in order to dive into these deeper issues and to explore them on your own terms. There could be a new commitment to your health, and you want to figure it out on your own. Internal transformations happen here. It's also a house of completion. You could find that some practices, some habits no longer serve you, and you're done with them. There's an endings that happen here. And over the past 8 months, you could have become aware that maybe you weren't doing all that you could to take care of your body, and you want to have new habits in place. You want to start something fresh and have this be a new starting point. So Mars in Virgo can show up in the 12th house as being those personal and private aha moments. hidden from view, and maybe you don't share it with other people. It could be a solitary experience, but at the same time, there's a need to take action and put something new in place. And then what happens is after the 12th house, Mars will go over your ascendant and into the first house. And when Mars crosses the ascendant or the rising sign, this is where we get an insurgence of energy to be ourselves in the world and to be out there and to share ourselves again. So as you can see, the circle keeps going. You know, the cycles just keep going. So I hope that for the past 8 months, there have been some really good improvements that have been made, and that you can see where, whether you are aware of it or not, everything has been happening for your best good, and that when things were delayed and put off, and there was only breaks being applied to a project, it's because you were being given an opportunity to make improvements and to make it more efficient in some manner that will serve you for the long haul. I mentioned how Virgo is about the harvest. And after the harvest, we take what we've sown, we take what we've grown to market, and we share it with people. And that's where we're going next. That's where we're headed next. Mars moves into Libra, and this is where we relate to people, and we are diplomatic, and we want to exchange goods and services, and we want to take it out into the world. So know that the energy is moving us forward into the next phase, and that I hope you have felt that whatever has been happening for you is really for your best and highest good, regardless of what our ego expectations are around a process. So I'm looking at the time, and we are just about up. It's already been an hour. I can't believe it. But I hope this information has been wonderful for you today. I hope it's connected with you. Wow, it's the summer solstice. It feels like a really energizing time. I hope you're able to make time for yourself and to honor yourself, to love yourself for where you are right now. You are exactly where you need to be. As always, you can find more information on ConsciousCoolChic.com. Please like the Facebook page or follow us on Twitter. And come back for our next show next Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here. It's very, very appreciated. And I wish you a wonderful day. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.